We choose the best in life, June 26, True Beauty, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, Psalm 90, verse 17. There is a natural tendency with all to be sentimental rather than practical. In view of this fact, it is important that parents, in the education of their children, should direct and train their minds to love truth, duty, and self-denial, and to possess noble independence to choose to be right if the majority choose to be wrong. If they preserve to themselves sound constitutions and amiable tempers, they will possess true beauty that they can wear with a divine grace, and they will have no need to be adorned with artificials, for these are always expressive of an absence of the inward adorning of true moral worth. A beautiful character is of value in the sight of God. Such beauty will attract, but not mislead. Such charms are fast colors, they never fade. The pure religion of Jesus required of its followers the simplicity of natural beauty and the polish of natural refinement and elevated purity rather than the artificial and false. There is an ornament that will never perish, that will promote the happiness of all around us in this life, and will shine with undimmed luster in the immortal future. It is the adorning of the meek and quiet spirit. Of how little value are gold or pearls or costly array in comparison with the loveliness of Christ. Natural loveliness consists in symmetry, or the harmonious proportion of parts, each with the other. But spiritual loveliness consists in the harmony of likeness of our souls to Jesus. This will make its possessor more precious than fine gold, even the golden wedge of Ophir. The grace of Christ is indeed a precious adornment. It elevates and ennobles its possessor and reflects beams of glory upon others, attracting them also to the source of light and blessing.